link to the master, is what they're sharing. And so that as you take full advantage of that, you will spring into a development or understanding or assimilation of the material. Because I didn't want to suggest but it's all good.
I'm confused.
Yeah. And say your first name.
Myra.
And say it one more time.
Myra.
Okay, one moment, please. And say it one more time.
Myra.
And say it one more time.
Myra.
And say it one more time.
Myra.
Give me 1 second. I want to make sure I'm getting this right. I know I am, but I want to make sure. I'm taking the long way home. And Myra, say your name one more time, please.
Myra.
And say it one more time.
Myra.
And say it one more time.
Myra.
Okay. I feel like there's an energy that's being avoided that has to be dealt with. It's basically like you're skipping around truth. And what it is doing, and say your name one more time, please.
Myra.
And say it one more time.
Myra.
It's keeping you from the good stuff. It's keeping you from the good stuff. Something's being avoided, something's not being looked at, something's being covered up. You have, let me see if I can figure out what it is. Myra, say your name one more time, please.
Myra.
And say it one more time.
Myra.
Yeah, they're not telling me what it is. But this is what they're showing me. They're showing me like the posts, like imagine, okay, in the old days, maybe they still have it. In my grandmother's house, there was this little slot on the bottom of the door, and they would just put mail through that slot. And they're showing that it's broken. And so the mailman's trying to deliver you like these very expensive gemstones or gems or necklace. I mean, like the quality of like, what was that movie? Pretty Woman, when he gives her that, I don't know if you've seen that movie, but anyway, Richard Gere gives Julia Roberts this necklace that's worth like millions of dollars, whatever, and it's a sparkly. So what they're showing me, it's like you've got gems, kind of like Princess Di would wear or something, trying to come in, but the slot's broken. So they're like, go fix it, go fix it, go deal with it, go attend to it. What is it that you're not looking at? One moment, please. Because you look cute and adorable. I don't see anything missing at all. Myra, say your name one more time, please.
Myra.
And say it one more time, please.
Myra.
And say it one more time.
Myra.
And say it one more time.
Myra.
What are you missing? What are you missing? What are you missing? I wish I knew what the details were. If I had a guess, I don't know what it is. I know how it feels, though. Myra, say your name one more time, please.
Myra.
It's something that needs to be attended to that isn't being attended to. So I'm giving you examples of the energy, really, because I don't know the details. You know, there's this guy that likes you, and you just haven't really told him the truth that you're not interested. There's a child that's a teenager that's just all over the place, and he needs to be sat down, like needs boundaries. Like it's something where it's like an ongoing thing, and it's interfering with you energetically, that is not serving you, is not serving you. It needs to just be dealt with once and for all.
Oh my God, you are so right on.
Yeah. It's time. It's time. My feeling is, my whole body's lit up. My feeling is you're going to have the resources. They're saying, get it over with. It's not going to kill you. You're going to be fine. And say your name one more time, please.
Myra.
And say it one more time, please.
Myra.
It hurts more what you're doing to your soul by leaving it the way it is. It's causing more of a problem than it will if you just kind of like push on and whatever it is. I do feel like you have, and say your name one more time again.
Myra.
You have adequate resources and support. You have what you need to do. You have what it's going to take to get the job done. And it's important for your soul growth that you, grab the bull by the horns or whatever it is. Spirit will be there. Spirit will be there helping. And you can call in spirit. I feel like you're not convinced Spirit's going to be there to help you. Call on Spirit. You know, it's like you sat and listened to all these things. It's like, oh my God, I've got legions of masters and I've got this and that. It's just not for Jenny. It's for you too. You know, in other words, we all have that. We all have different levels of psychic abilities that we can feel it or see it or hear it. But you're adequately equipped. You're adequately equipped to master the situation. And say your name one more time.
Myra.
And say it one more time.
Myra.
This is about you trusting in Myra. This is about you developing the confidence. And say it one more time.
Myra.
You're going to look back on this years from now and wonder why you waited so long. Wonder why you let it go so far or whatever. And they're like, you know, it's all good. It's all good because you're just learning how to master your consciousness, your energies. It's good. It's time. And it's good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're so welcome. Thanks for being here. Okay, cousin. How can we help you?
So I thought I had a specific question.
Okay.
But I feel that I should just receive a message because something's telling me that it's all in there.
Okay. So. Awesome. Mm-hmm. You guys look like twins. So funny.
Yeah.
One moment. And say your first name.
Francesca.
Beautiful name. I wasn't expecting that for some reason. Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to do that one more time. And say your first name again.
Francesca.
And say it one more time.
Francesca.
And say it one more time.
Francesca.
And say it one more time. Well, they're showing me something. Now I got to figure out why. Are. about you committing yourself to you. So in other words, when you say simply, I don't have a clue how I'm going to do this, I don't know where it's going to come from, but I'm willing. I'm willing to bet on Francesca. I'm willing to understand what my light's about. I'm willing to understand what my power's about. I'm willing to figure out how to heal my fear of the boogeyman, whoever. I'll send a picture to her of the character. You'll laugh. He's got brown. You'll recognize it, I'm sure. Anyway, so what spirit will do is intervene on your behalf to create your miracles. In other words, it's going to create the healing opportunities. It's going to send the right teaching sources, the right opportunities, whatever it is. Things will come into your viewmaster, into your recognition to help heal you. It comes, these resources will and spirits... playing. I hear divine music. She's very closely related to you somehow. Very, very closely related to you. Francesca, say your name one more time, please.
Francesca.
I feel like you actually understand the music I'm hearing. Like, in other words, there's an aspect of you that can tune into divine music. Or somehow this melody, and actually you can communicate with her on another level of reality, is what I want to say to you. You understand her communication actually better than I do. I feel like that's where you're from, actually. So it's about, one moment. Do you like music?
I do.
Yeah, I feel like there's this this energy stepping forth, and he's some kind of like great composer. When he was on Earth, I don't know who he is, but he left masterpieces. He left masterpieces that we listen to today. He's one of your guides. He's one of your guides. So this would be like one of like the grand, like a Beethoven or somebody like that. Somebody well known. He's actually one of your guides. You do something with music in a very, very profound way. Okay, so one moment. Francesca, say your name one more time, please.
Francesca.
And say it one more time, please. Yeah, this is about being willing. Yeah, they're saluting you. They're saluting you. This is about being willing to like kind of pick yourself up. Not that you're not sitting nicely, but starting again in terms of discovering you, discovering your passions, discovering your abilities, and healing that energy. I don't have the details. They're saying simply, by you saluting you, you honoring you and understanding your capability, that they keep saying the same thing to me. Life will restructure itself in almost like this lesson plan from heaven will come down and things will just start popping up in your life. You know, like she brought you here, you know, like that kind of thing. That it's time. You're a treasure in ways that you don't understand. You have accelerated energy is what they're saying. You have accelerated energy, and you tune into some type of higher dimensional reality. So as you work through, not work through, they don't want me to use that word, as you kind of shuffle through these energies, you're going to, I'm getting the chills when I'm saying this, I don't know if you're going to sing light language or melodies, or I don't know what you're going to do, but you're going to be doing something. And of course, because you're her cousin. So that would make sense. So it's about treating yourself kindly, treating yourself with love, And having the willingness to be like, okay, I'm ready. Teach me, show me. And you're an excellent company. And this composer energy is somehow going to be working with you in this lifetime. So he just came through to say hi. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I'll leave you with that. Okay, so we covered everybody. And hi, with the cute hair. With the hair. Yeah. Okay, and say your name one more time, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time.
Elizabeth.
Oh my gosh, I forget what I said before. Like, I totally forget what I said before. But what I see is like these energies, these like pulses coming to you. It's like sonar or something. It's like if you had a circle like this, and then the circle's bigger, and then the circle's bigger. Like almost like the way the whales communicate or something. You've got this energy coming to you. Oh my gosh, no wonder why you look so amazing to me. And say your name again, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time.
Elizabeth.
You're bathing in it. You're bathing in it. Excuse me. It has something to do with the energy that is being transferred to you. Yeah, it's got something to do with your healing energy. But I see it. I mean, I see it. It's like maybe what someone would look at as sound waves, but to me, it's energy waves that are just you're integrating them. Yeah, but I can see it. It's like, oh my gosh. So good. So good. And say your name one more time, please. Yeah, there's no message really. You're exactly where you're supposed to be, except receiving it, but you're receiving it. Yeah, I'm glad I'm sitting here. Okay. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.
Namaste.